are here at the 2019 NAFQ annual, the 52nd annual. I keep forgetting about this 52nd annual. 52nd annual conference here in this lovely town called New Orleans, where it was supposed to be raining the whole time, but there's not a cloud in the sky right now. It's gorgeous
beautiful.
Out there.
It's a little hot, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, that's why we're in here.
Yeah, right.
That's why we're in here. But yeah, it's gorgeous out there. And the history in this town is so cool. There's so much character. So
yeah,
come on down to New Orleans. It's a great place. Great food, too. Music, obviously. It speaks for itself.
No
and
doubt.
Speaking of speaking for itself, Mr. Nick Coleman from Credit Unions for Kids is going to speak for himself.
Absolutely.
Or on behalf of Credit Union for Kids. How are you, sir?
Good, good. I'm loving being here in New Orleans, like you said. And I may be naive, but is New Orleans, that's the Big Easy? That's their nickname?
It is the Big Easy, yes.
I can't believe I didn't know that, but I'm hearing it everywhere. Yes. I just needed to confirm, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's the Big Easy, New Orleans.
Officially
it's
confirmed.
Incredible. I now know.
Okay.
Won't forget.
So, I mean, how are you enjoying your time here?
Terrific. Yeah, yeah. I love the town. It's been really interesting, too. I just learned about care bots, which are like care robots carry you around. So I think I'm going to go have to find one of those for myself. But no, it's been really cool. We're just learning about retaining and recruiting top talent, which actually ties pretty well into what we're working on, a couple of different things for credit unions for kids in terms of retaining talent and helping credit unions in their efforts to recruit and retain top employees.
Tell me more about this stuff.
Yeah, well, we've talked about it before.
It's the
Project 2025 idea, which is our effort to look at the industry and where philanthropy is going to be evolving over the next couple of years, and how can credit unions for kids be a leader in the industry to help determine what that looks like. We're seeing new technologies, care bots, but behind that is probably AI technology and blockchain, and you know, we're looking at data differently. There's new trends in marketing and at the branch. And so everything's changing, and philanthropy hasn't quite kept up with that in the industry. So that's our goal. And It's time it did. So we have 13 industry leaders that are working on developing what this will look like. We've actually had three conversations so far. We've had some industry experts join us to teach us about things that we're not too familiar about, and we're having discussions about those and doing additional research. We were actually, this group was together last week at CUNA's YP conference. And we had a really terrific time getting to learn with each other, and
doing some strategic
planning work. Yeah.
Yeah. So sounds like Credit Unions for Kids is kind of spearheading this effort as far as bringing philanthropy into the 21st century.
Yeah.
I guess as far as going digital and all that good stuff, right?
We're doing what we can. Yeah. And certainly, you know, it's definitely a collaborative effort. We're happy to have had the opportunity to kind of unite a group around looking at it. But yeah, it's totally a collaborative effort of the 13 participants that
so
are working.
So how do you see these efforts benefiting Credit Unions for Kids, for instance?
Well, we of course want to raise more funds for the kids that we serve.
Sure.
And that's always an objective. We're never going to stop trying to support and find new ways to create technology and support our children's hospitals in that effort. The 10 million children that our organization helps treat every single year. But at the same time, what our objective is, our objective works when credit unions work and when credit unions are successful. And credit unions are successful when they engage members positively and when they engage their members in positively. And these technologies are things that are going to help credit unions do that.
Right,
and so
creating
positive member experiences on home banking sites, for example, our Give on the Go campaign that we've also briefly mentioned in the past on the show, it's a home banking fundraising ask. So when a member logs into their home banking site, they're asked to donate to their local children's hospital with a pop-up, and it's super easy, convenient,
and consumers
like to be asked to donate. They like when they're when their business partners and ask them to participate in those charitable asks and events, and so this is a way to build affinity through members that way.
And when it's kind of baked into the system like that, where it's kind of a seamless type thing, where you got to do is basically check a box, I guess.
It's two clicks.
I'm not speaking for my generation, but I think any generation would be like more apt to go, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy.
Yeah. And it's a dollar at a time. And that's our
personal
model has been built on raising a dollar at a time. And when it's a, hey, will you donate $10 to McKenna, who's on screen for 10 seconds asking you to donate really quick? And if you can easily just click, yes, I accept.
Count me in. Yeah.
That's the kind of ways that we need to engage members. And then, you know, there's so many different ways then to use technology to engage employees as well through philanthropy. And credit unions do that so well. I mean, it's not anything new to them, but we want to be there to kind of help propel what that looks like in the future.
Yeah, as you're talking, I'm thinking about the days of writing checks
and
putting it in an envelope and licking it and putting a stamp on there and then walking out to the mailbox and putting it in. That stuff, as far as philanthropy goes, I think those days are are in the past, you know, because this is, I think this is the way to do it.
Absolutely.
Because it's so seamless.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there, I mean, there's so many countless examples and we're excited about it. Mm-hmm. We just need to do the work to help prepare for
it. So how do you get the word out to the credit unions? Say, hey, this is kind of a really cool thing that you guys could be doing. Obviously you want to be serving your members in the communities, but this is also a really cool give back to credit unions for kids, to your community children's hospital.
Absolutely. Well, there's a terrific show called CU Broadcast
that
No, but you know, we'll certainly be promoting it on our own social channels. We have a monthly newsletter that if you're not already receiving, you can go to our website at www.cu4kids.org and sign up for that. We'll certainly be providing more information to you and other trade publications to make sure that folks know what to do. But also go to your local hospital, and if you have contacts or with the representatives there, they'll have all that information. But we're really excited about this new campaign, especially the Give on the Go one that I was just mentioning. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be launching through a couple different service providers in early August, which is going to be great. And so it's going to be Q2 and Fizer and hopefully Alchemine from there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and if you're not a partner with one of those home banking service providers, please let us know who you work with, that this is something you're interested in, and we'd love to start having those conversations to get the ball rolling. So this is an opportunity your credit union can utilize as well as many others.
Indeed. Wow, you guys are like really kind of a, I don't want to say you're pioneers, but maybe you are pioneers in this area.
We're kind of
forging ahead in this area. So
We're lucky to receive so much support from credit unions to have the opportunity to help facilitate it.
Indeed. All right, sir. Anything else? What are your goals here?
What are my goals here?
At the conference. Obviously, to spread the word about this.
Spread the word about this. Yeah, exactly. Well, I love getting to talk to some of our credit union partners and thank them and just to kind of learn as well. You know, I love being an attendee and being able to learn about the new trends and technologies. Mm-hmm. And we'll take what I learned here to our Project 2025 group to determine how we can continue facilitating innovation. One more thing I will mention, it's a campaign that we've been facilitating for years. It's kind of been a tradition of Credit Unions for Kids, is Miracle Jeans Day, where employees can dress casually for a day or a certain amount of time and make a donation. And that's been a really great way for us to fundraise and support the children that we serve and a fun way to engage employees too. But we're evolving that this year and we're finally taking that digitally as well too.
Oh, wow.
So we're gonna bring Miracle Jeans Day to create a online home or an online donation site. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a national page, and then credit unions can very easily and for free create their own customized subpage where employees can then donate to much easier, and then as well as engaging their members in the Miracle Jeans Day as well. This is going to eventually become, as we roll it out, more comprehensive over time. We're going to involve some peer-to-peer fundraising aspects to this as well, so that as a credit union creates their own page, an individual employee can then also create their own fundraising page to ask their friends and family to donate if they prefer. And we'll make it fun for sure to have some competitive nature to it. And of course, that's the industry. So it's going to be it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think you should rename it Cyber Jeans Day.
Cyber Jeans Day. We're doing it. It's done. Consider it done.
Trademarked. Yeah. Done. All right. Well, cool stuff. And so obviously we can go to CU4Kids.org.
Nailed it.
And to find all of some more information. Anything else, sir? Anything else to wrap up?
Thanks for having Mike. Thank you, everyone, for the support you provide.
And say hi to Joe Dearborn. All right.
Never. I'd never do that.
Poor guy.
We love Joe.
Joe's a great guy. Hey, Joe. Hope you're doing well. All right, guys. Appreciate it. All right, man.
Thanks, Mike.
Good stuff. There he is, Mr. Nick Coleman, Credit Unions for Kids. Go check him out.